Welcome to the TP Podcast. This episode is dedicated to elementary students, but it might be of use to other people. The time and dates. Listen and repeat. We are going to practice with the questions, what's the time? What's the time? Remember to pronounce the M, time. And what time is it? What time is it? The answer will be it's. It is in the contracted form. It's whatever. So, let's get started. What's the time? It's 2. What's the time? It's 2. Now, suppose it's 14 hours, 10 minutes. We can say, it's 10 past 2. It's 10 past 2. But if we already know it's 2, we can say the short form. It's 10 past. It's 10 past. What time is it? What time is it? It's 6. It's 6. It's 10 to 6. It's 10 to 6. It's 10 to. It's 10 to. What's the time? It's 4:30. What's the time? It's 4:30. It's 5:30. It's 5:30. In digital time, we can say, it's 4:30. It's 4:30. Or, it's 4:30. It's 4:30. What time is it? It's 7:45. What time is it? It's 7:45. It's 7:45. It's 7:45. In digital time, this is 7:45. It's 7:45. It's 7:45. It's 7:45. What's the time? What's the time? It's 7:08. It's 7:08. Sorry? Well, it's almost 10:10. Well, it's almost 10:10. What time is it? It's noon. What time is it? It's noon. Sorry, I didn't understand. Sorry, I didn't understand. It's 12 a.m. It's 12 a.m. So practice till you are really good at it. You can use the clock we have on our website. Now let's practice with dates. What's the date today? Date is not day. Date is the number of the day. And day is the name of the day. The date is the 6th of April. And the day is Monday, for instance. So, what's the date today? Today is the 15th of April. What's the date today? Today is the 15th of April. Remember to pronounce the th at the end of 15th. 15th. Today is the 15th of April. What's the date today? I think it's the 20th of March. I think it's the 20th of March. Another way to practice dates is with questions and answers about people's birthdays. For instance, when's your birthday? My birthday is on the 12th of January. Here you have to remember to add on. Preposition on. So, When's your birthday? My birthday is on the 12th of January. My birthday is on the 12th of January. And yours? Mine is on the 3rd of September. Mine is on the 3rd of September. When's your friend's birthday? When's your friend's birthday? Her birthday is on the 8th of November. Her birthday is on the 8th of November, if your friend is a woman. And if your friend is a man, you should say, his birthday is on the 8th of November. His birthday is on the 8th of November. When were you born? When were you born? I was born on the 2nd of August, 1937. I was born on the 2nd of August, 1937. And you? I was born on the 9th of July, 1986. I was born on the 9th of July, 1986. When were your parents born? When were your parents born? My mom was born on the 23rd of March, 1965, and my dad on the 13th of February, 1969. My mom was born on the 23rd of March, 1965, and my dad on the 13th of February, 1969. Notice the difference. When were you born is for dates. Where were you born is for places. When were you born? Time. Where were you born? Where? The pronunciation is exactly the same. Where were you born? Place. When were you born? I was born on the date of month in year. Okay? I was born on the 23rd of May, 1937. Where were you born? I was born in a place, and then you mentioned the country. For instance, I was born in Madrid, Spain. Now let's continue with the past simple. When was Shakespeare born? When was Shakespeare born? He was born in 1564, but we are not sure about the date. He was born in 1564, but we are not sure about the date. When did Shakespeare die? When did Shakespeare die? He died in 1616, but we are not sure about the date. He died in 1616, but we are not sure about the date. When did women achieve the right to vote? When did women achieve the right to vote? Be careful with your V's and your B's, okay? Achieve vote with a V. When did women achieve the right to vote? When did women achieve the right to vote? Voting rights for women were introduced into international law in 1948 when the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Voting rights for women were introduced into international law in 1948 when the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In Spain, women's suffrage was adopted in 1931 with the Second Republic, but in 1939 a dictator won the Civil War and all rights were abolished. We had to wait till 1976 to recover our rights. Let's read it again. In Spain, women's suffrage was adopted in 1931 with the Second Republic, but in 1939 a dictator won the Civil War and all rights were abolished. We had to wait till 1976 to recover our rights. In this sentence, you should pay attention to the ed ending, to how the ed ending is pronounced. Okay? So I'm going to read it all again. When did women achieve the right to vote? Voting rights for women were introduced into international law in 1948, when the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In Spain, woman suffrage was adopted in 1931 with the Second Republic, but in 1939, a dictator won the Civil War and all rights were abolished. We had to wait till 1976 to recover our rights. Now, we are going to practice dates with arrangements for the future which are expressed in the present continuous, but which have a future meaning. You should check out our notes on the futures, because the present continuous with the future meaning combines with a going to future for plans and intentions, and with a will future for predictions and spontaneous decisions. These questions are about trips. When are you leaving? When are you leaving? We are leaving on the 16th of June. We are leaving on the 16th of June. When are you coming back? When are you coming back? We're coming back on the 29th of June. We're coming back on the 29th of June. When are you leaving indicates that we know that these people are leaving. When are you coming back indicates that we know that these people have arranged a date to come back. This question could be different. This question could be, when will you come back? If we think that they haven't decided yet. Now compare this with the following. When are you leaving for Congo? When are you leaving for Congo? I'm leaving on the 25th of March. I'm leaving on the 25th of March. When will you be back? When will you be back? I don't know. I may come back for the winter holidays. I don't know. I may come back for the winter holidays. In this example, the person changes to will because the person knows that the person traveling to Congo might not come back soon. Now compare with this. How long are you going to be in London? How long are you going to be in London? We use going to because we are asking about plans and intentions. I'm leaving on the 25th of March and I'm coming back on the 4th of April. So that's 10 full days. I'm leaving on the 25th of March and I'm coming back on the 4th of April. So that's 10 full days. Okay, I'm going to read all the sentences again. When are you leaving? We are leaving on the 16th of June. When are you coming back? We're coming back on the 29th of June. Again. When are you leaving? We are leaving on the 16th of June. When are you coming back? We're coming back on the 29th of June. When are you leaving for Congo? I'm leaving on the 25th of March. When will you be back? I don't know. I may come back for the winter holidays. When are you leaving for Congo? I'm leaving on the 25th of March. When will you be back? I don't know. I may come back for the winter holidays. How long are you going to be in London? I'm leaving on the 25th of March. And I'm coming back on the 4th of April, So that's 10 full days. How long are you going to be in London? I'm leaving on the 25th of March, and I'm coming back on the 4th of April, so that's 10 full days. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.